ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं जनभूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुसुजुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथानितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखानुतांश्च वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभश्च कृपासिन्धुभयैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमावं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिने इति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौरभक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदिरेत् मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुलं हैतगिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीगुरुदिनतरणं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरम्। सो टुडे इज वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे, द अपीयरेंस डे ऑफ लॉर्ड बलराम। So Lord Balaram has to play a great role in your devotional life. So Baladev, his name is Baladev. Bala means strength, Deva means gives. He gives strength in our spiritual life. And to celebrate the appearance day of Supreme Personality of Godhead is very auspicious for us. And the real celebration of appearance day of Supreme Personality of Godhead means to listen the sweet pastimes of the Lord, how he appears in this material world. Because that is the main purpose, that why Lord appears. Though in Bhagavad Gita we know Krishna saying परित्राणय साधुनांग विनाशाय च दुष्कृतांग धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय संभवामि जुगे जुगे। एट एवरी युग आई डिसेंड फ्रॉम स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड इन माई डिफरेंट इनकार्नेशंस इन ऑर्डर टू री एस्टाब्लिश धर्म, वैंक्विश द एनिहिलेटेड मिस्क्रिएंट्स एंड प्रोटेक्ट माई डिवोटीज। बट दैट इज एक्सटर्नल रीजन। But real reason why Lord appears in this material world is Mad Bhakta Vinodartham Karame Vividhakriya. I am coming here to give pleasure to my devotees. So what is that pleasure that he wants to give to his devotees? From my devotees, whenever they will get together, they will listen about me. Anugrahaya Bhaktanam, being merciful upon my devotees, Anugrahaya Bhaktanam, Manusim Tanumasritam. I accept this human form, or in this form I descend to this material world so that I will perform different pastimes. And Jasupta Tatparabhavet. By hearing about me, the people in general will be attracted towards me. So it is a great opportunity for us. So today we listen about Lord Balaram. So I am very much honored also this day to speak here, to get a chance to speak here, glorifying Balaram. Today is not only appearance of Baladev, today also Jhulan Jatra, the last day of Jhulan Jatra, which started on Ekadasi. So I will speak on Balaram's appearance and on Jhulan Jatra. But I have 15 minutes. 7.5 minutes on Balaram's appearance. And I will listen, you will listen 7.5 minutes on Jhulan Jatra. Because I have to remember 8:45, I have to finish the class. I know you all have to go to work. You can just go on, even if nobody is there. And as long as you are here, I will speak, I have no problem. In what I will do, I will speak briefly on Baladev's appearance, because I will continue from tomorrow in appearance of Lord Krishna. So here more elaborately, I will also touch about Baladev's things. Then we will speak some, today I will give a little more time speaking on Jhulan Jatra, because very sweet pastimes, very humorous pastimes of Lord Krishna during Jhulan Jatra. So in this regard, we will chant one verse from 10th canto, chapter 2, text 13. Verse is there somewhere? Over there. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Garbha Sankarsanatam Vai. Prahu Sankarsanam Bhuve. Rameti Loka Ramana. Balabhadram Balachraya. Garbha Sankarsanatam Vai. Prahu Sankarsanam Bhuve. Rameti Loka Ramana. Balabhadram Balachraya. Garbha Sankarsanatam Vai. Prahu Sankarsanam Bhuve. Rameti Loka Ramana. Balarama Balachraya. Ladies, translation by Srila Prabhupada. The son of Rohini will also be celebrated as Sankarsan because of being sent from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. He will be called Rama because of his ability to please all the inhabitants of Gokul. And he will be known as Balabhadra because of his extensive physical strength, purport. These are some of the reasons why Balaram is known as Sankarsan. Balaram or sometimes Rama. In the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. People sometimes object when Rama is accepted as Balarama. But although devotees of Lord Rama may object, they should know that there is no difference between Balarama and Lord Rama. Here Srimad Bhagavatam clearly states that Balaram is also known as Rama, Rameti. Therefore, it is not artificial for us to speak Lord Balaram as Lord Rama. Jayadev Goswami also speaks of three Ramas, Parshurama, Raghupati Rama and Balarama. All of them are Ramas. End of the purport. In this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Rama, sometimes they refer to Rama, the son of Dasarath. Here it is referred to Balaram. But Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they refer this Rama means Krishna. Because for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they don't know anybody else except Krishna. Krishna is everything. Whatever you say, is only Krishna. So they mean this Rama means Krishna. Krishna's another name also is Rama. So the Balaram is very important tattva. Baladev tattva is very important for us. This Balaram, he is Adi Guru, his original spiritual master. Balaram has three positions. He is Guru, he is Sakha of Krishna, and he is Dasa of Krishna. These three tattvas exist simultaneously in Balaram. Actually, everything is Balaram. In spiritual world, material world, I will explain to you how there is nothing exists what is not Balaram. Everything is Balaram only. As you know, Krishna, he expands himself to Balaram, then he keeps himself aloof. And everything is done through Balaram only. In India they say, in this incarnation Baladev, he appeared as elder brother of Krishna. In Tritiya Yuga, he was Lakshman, the younger brother of Ramchandra. So when he was Lakshman, he was serving Ramchandra very intensely. He was doing all the menial service, everything. But he had one problem. When he was serving, sometimes he would like to control Rama. Because Rama would go to forest, go through a lot of troubles. Then Lakshman would request Rama, you should not do like this. Rama is elder brother. How can he order like this? He just listens whatever Rama says and serves. He was feeling very suffocated. He was thinking, why didn't I become elder brother of Rama? Then I could tell him, don't do this, don't do that. Then I would serve better way. Now he has to go through so much trouble. But I can tell him, hey, don't do like this. So to fulfill that desire, in Dwapara Yuga, Lakshmana came as Balaram, so that he will tell Krishna, hey, don't do this, don't do that. So Krishna will follow it. So that is one purpose why he came as elder brother. But when Dwapara Yuga, Balaram came as elder brother, so whatever Balaram would say, Krishna would listen, Krishna would follow. His elder brother, he has to follow. When Krishna would go for grazing cows, Mother Yashoda would be very worried. So Mother Yashoda would make Balaram that you are in charge of Krishna. You must look after Krishna when he goes for grazing cows. Then Balaram would instruct, hey, don't do like this, don't do like that. Then he would follow. But one thing Krishna did not follow. Everything was following. When Krishna went to Dwaraka, he left Vrindavan. Then he went to Mathura, then he went to Dwaraka. So from Dwaraka once, Balaram, he came back to Vrindavan. For 2 months he was there in Vrindavan. And when Balaram saw the situation of Vrindavan, very miserable, in separation from Krishna, the Brajavasis are going through so much sufferings. Nothing else can satisfy them. Whatever way you pacify them, they don't listen. They simply want Krishna back in Vrindavan. Even if Brajavasis, they met Krishna in Kurukshetra, but still they are not satisfied. But they don't want Krishna, they want Krishna in Vrindavan. That will only satisfy them. And when Baladev, he came to Vrindavan, and all Nanda, Jasoda, everybody, and all the Gopa Gopis, and we want back our Krishna here. Then Balaram said, no problem, I'll go immediately and I will send Krishna. But many times he was telling Krishna, please go to Vrindavan. Krishna would not listen to this instruction. So Krishna did not listen to Balaram. So that's why Krishna has to come as Gauranga, that he did not follow this instruction of Balaram. So then he has to come as Gauranga to go through the sufferings of in separation from Brajavasis. So much suffering the Brajavasis were going, that he did not realize. That Balaram told him, please go to Vrindavan. Then Krishna came as Gauranga to realize how the Brajavasis, their suffering being separated from Krishna himself. So in this way, Baladev Tattva is very important. And when Mother Earth was, she has been tortured by different demons, then she approached Brahma. Then Brahma, along with all the demigods, they went to the ocean Kshirasagara. So there, after hearing from Brahma, then Lord called Yogamaya. And Lord instructed Yogamaya, Gatsha Devi Brajam Bhadre Gopa Govi Alankritam. There he is saying, O my potency, who are worshipable for the entire world, and whose nature is to bestow good fortune upon all living entities, go to Braja, where there live many cowherd men and their wives, in that very beautiful land where many cows reside. Rohini, the wife of Vasudeva, is living at the home of Nanda Maharaj. Other wives of Vasudeva are also living there incognito because of fear of Kansa. Please go there. So Lord instructed Yogamaya to perform a very difficult job. It's not an ordinary job. He said that what you have to do within the womb of Devaki is a partial plenary expansion known as Sankarsan or Sesa. Without difficulty, transfer him into the womb of Rohini. Because Rohini is eternal mother of Balaram in Golok Vrindavan. I'll explain you tomorrow. The relationship of father and mother with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Aja. Aja means he never took birth. That's why all these Mayavadis, they don't accept Krishna, Rama, Balaram as Parambrahma. Because for them they say Parambrahma means Aja. And all these people, they have taken birth. They have taken Janma. They are not Aja. So how they can be Parambrahma? So Srila Prabhupada and all previous Acharyas, they are very nicely explained. Elaborately, I'll explain you tomorrow. But how in spite of taking birth in this material world, still Krishna, Rama, Balarama, they are all Parambrahma, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in which sense this word Aja refers to in the Vedic literatures. So here, Lord explaining that his name is Sankarsana. Why his name is Sankarsana? The Samyak Akarsana. Sankarsana means Samyak Akarsana. Akarsana means to attract. He was attracted from the womb of Devaki and was put into the womb of Rohini. Because Balaram had to go in advance into the womb of Devaki, Mother Devaki, because there appeared Satgarbhasura, సిక్స్ డిమన్స్ ఇన్ దర్ ప్రీవియస్ లైఫ్ దర్ సిక్స్ డిమన్స్ దే అపియర్డ్ ఇన్ ది హోమ్ ఆఫ్ దేవకి. సో బలరామ్ హాస్ టు గో మేక్ ప్లేస్ సూటబుల్ ఫర్ కృష్ణ టు రిసైడ్ దేర్ స్టే దేర్. అఫ్కోర్స్ దేవకిస్ హోమ్ ఇస్ ఆల్వేజ్ ప్యూర్. దేవకి ఇస్ నాట్ ఆర్డినరీ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ. షీ ఇస్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ పర్సనిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ ధారణ శక్తి స్పెషల్ పొటెన్స్ ఆఫ్ సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్. బట్ బలరామ్ హాస్ టు గో బికాస్ బలరామ్ ఇస్ దట్ పర్సనాలిటీ విచ్ హోల్డ్స్ కృష్ణ ఆల్వేజ్. ఇన్ గర్గ సంగీత ఇట్ హెస్ బిన్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రమ్ భాగవతం యు నో ఆల్ దీస్ డెమిగాడ్స్ దే వెంట్ టు సీ విష్ణు. దెన్ విష్ణు సెడ్ ఓకే ఐ విల్ కమ్ యూ ఆల్ టేక్ బార్త్ ఆల్ ది డెమిగాడ్స్ యూ టేక్ బార్త్ ఇన్ యువర్ అంశ ఇన్ ది జద్దుబంశ సో ఐ విల్ టేక్ బార్త్ సో దట్ యూ విల్ హెల్ప్ మీ. బట్ గర్గ సంగీత ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ దట్ విష్ణు అలాంగ్ విత్ బ్రహ్మ అండ్ శివ they went to Golok Vrindavan from there. So there is a hole in Karan Samudra. When Lord Vamanadeva appeared, by his toe he pierced through Karan Samudra. There is a hole, and through that hole they passed through the Karan Samudra. They entered into the spiritual world. And they went all the way to Golok Vrindavan. In spiritual they found big serpent, round serpent like shape. So that is Sesa Balaram. And inside that whole Golok Vrindavan is existing in Balaram, in Sesa. So in this way, everything that holds Krishna is Balaram also. So Balaram prepared everything. Then he has to be transferred to Rohini's womb because Rohini is his eternal mother. It will happen. The seventh garbha of Devaki will be spoiled. Will not take birth. So everybody will be worried what happened. But Kansa was not worried. Kansa was thinking, oh, the Daivavan is saying, the eighth son will kill me. What this eighth son can do? The seventh child of Devaki was so scared of me. Even if he did not dare to come out of the womb, he died inside the womb. Now what the eighth, let us see what the eighth son can do me. The demoniac people, they think they always defy the strength of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada is saying, the first plenary expansion of Krishna is Baladev, also known as Sesa. The Sesa incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead supports the entire universe. And the eternal mother of this incarnation is Mother Rohini. The Sesa incarnation, Sesa means last, right? Sesa means last. I will explain to you how Baladev is everything. And the last expansion is Sesa. And the Sesa Naga holding the universe on his head is not like that. Universe is so big. So he has to put a lot of effort holding a heavy universe on his head. Oh, so heavy, I have to put a lot of strength. It's not like that. This universe is lying there like a dust on his head. So he cannot feel what is there. And imagine, that is the sixth expansion of Balaram. Then what strength would have this Balaram? That's why he is Baladev. So much strength he has. So Prabhupada is saying, the first plenary expansion of Krishna is Baladev. So I'll just briefly explain how he has expanded in different forms. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has explained this topic, that Krishna's first expansion is Balaram expansion. The Baladev, who is known as Balaram in Vrindavan, he is known as Sankarsan in Dwaraka. In Dwaraka, Krishna known as Vasudeva, then Balaram known as Sankarsana, then Pradyumna, Aniruddha, first Chaturviha. In Vrindavan, Krishna Balaram, and Dwaraka, Krishna Balaram. So what there is difference? The difference is Vrindavan, Krishna Balaram, the Gopavesa, Gopabhava. They dress like cowherd boys, their mood is like cowherd boys. And Dwaraka, he's known as Vasudeva Krishna, and Balaram is known as Mula Sankarsana. So their mood is Kshatriya Bhava, and also they dress like Kshatriya, like king. Kshatriya Bhava and Kshatriya dress, mood and dress like that. That is in Dwaraka. So Balaram, his first expansion of Krishna in Vrindavan, then in Dwaraka he is there as Mula Sankarsana. Then the Mula Sankarsana manifests in Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha second quadruple, Chaturbhija, he is known as Mahasankarsana. Then from Mahasankarsana, he expands as Mahavishnu, from whose hair pores unlimited universes manifests. Just see, the universe is so big. Our universe is the smallest universe that we cannot comprehend. This is the smallest one. Now other universes are much more bigger than this universe. And all these universes are coming from his hair pores. Means his body must have so much big, big holes on his body. The big, big universe is coming. And how much his body would be then? Vishnu Mahan Sahya Jasya Kala Vishesha. Vishnu is so Mahan, so great, his Kala, his plenary person. His body must have very big, big, big hole on his body. How it look like having a big, big hole? Where from all these big, big universes are coming? I was thinking like that. Once His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj was giving lecture, so he asked this question, Maharaj, and big, big holes are there on his body. And Maharaj said, no, he's not like that. It's not big, big holes, all these big, big universes coming. So when universes comes his body, they are very small. They're like seed of lotus flowers. They come from there. Then they take big shape. Krishna starts like that. It's Mahavishnu. So Mahavishnu also Balaram, Mula Sankarsana Balaram, Mahasankarsana Balaram. Then Mahavishnu expands to Garbhadaksha Vishnu. In Garbhasagar he lies. And from his navel, the lotus, the Brahma appears. It's Garbhadaksha Vishnu. Then his Kshirodaksha Vishnu, who is residing as Paramatma in each and every atom, his Kshirodaksha Vishnu. Then last expansion is Seshanaga, who is holding everything. So in this way, if you analyze, you will find there is nothing else exists except Balaram. Everything is expansions of Balaram. And all the living entities, when the universe will be annihilated, also everything will take shelter of Balaram, Mahavishnu. So in this way, the Balaram is shelter of everything. So as Krishna has many sweet pastimes, so Balaram has also many sweet pastimes. So I'll just tell one pastime I just heard from Bhadra Prabhu this morning. They are telling why Balaram has no child. He has no child. What is the reason behind this? So Balaram had no child, he was telling. So there was one, the Anantasesa's wife, Naga. So Nagakanya, Nagabadhu was Jyotishmati. Jyotishmati, she appeared. Because she is the wife of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When she appeared, his father was thinking whom she should marry. Then she said, I must marry to the most powerful personality. Whoever is the most powerful personality, I must marry him. Then her father thought, who is the most powerful personality she can marry to? Then he went to ask Indra, can you tell me, who is the most powerful personality can marry my daughter? Then all demigods are there, Vayu Devata, Agni Devata, they are all, each of them thinking, I am the most powerful personality, I should marry you. Then Indra said, why are you worried? I am the king of all these powerful personality. I must be the most powerful personality. Give your daughter to me. Actually, each and every demigods, they think, I am the best one. I am the most powerful. Vayu thinks that I am most powerful. Agni thinks, I am the most powerful. Varuna thinks, I am the most powerful. In fact, once I read, all these demigods, they are fighting with each other. Vayu saying, I am the most powerful personality. If I start, I can blow high everything. Nothing can stand in front of me. Then Agni said, what? If I want, I can turn everything into ashes. Within a second, I am so powerful, I can burn everything. Then Vatara said, what can you do? If I come, you will run away. If water comes, Varuna, you will run away in fear. So they are all trying to establish their potency. And Lord Vishnu watching from the top, and he's smiling, oh, you are all very powerful, okay? You think we are the most powerful personalities? Then Lord came in the form of old Brahman. Then he said, hey, what is happening? What is happening? What for you are all fighting? Then Agnideva was saying, just see, I am the most powerful personality. They are not accepting my power. And Bhadra said, no, I am the most powerful personality. So everybody in front of Vishnu, they started to fight again. Then Vishnu said, hey, don't fight. I'll solve your problem. So let us just have a test. Who is the most powerful personality? Then he brought a piece of dry grass he kept in front of him. Okay, let us test. Who is the most powerful personality? So Vayu Devata, if you think you are most powerful personality, please, in front of us, you show your potency so that you will blow away this grass. Dry grass is nothing. Then Vayu Devata, what? You are putting dry grass in front of me to test my potency. It's an insult for me. I can blow everything. Then Vishnu, no. You will blow everything, okay. But let me see if you can blow this grass, dry grass. Then Vayu Devata is thinking, it's nothing. It's just like this, you will go away. You don't blow away. They put more potency, more force. All force he put. He couldn't blow away a small dry grass even if. So he became so shy. So he ran away from there. Then Agni Devata is thinking, oh, very good, now it's my turn. A small dry grass is nothing, I can burn it like anything. So then Agni Devata came, and he put all his potency to burn that grass. He couldn't burn that grass also, dry grass. And Varuna is thinking, it's my turn now. A dry grass, nothing, I'll just wash away. And Varuna Devata came also, he tried his best, but he couldn't move 1 inch from there also. So everybody felt very insulted. The point is, devatas, they don't, due to ignorance, they're like, I am the most potential personality. And they're all claiming, I should marry to you. Then the Jyotishmati become very angry. But how you guys can dare to marry me? You think you are so powerful personalities? So she cursed all these demigods. That they have no potency to do anything, so she was cursing. The demigods in return, they cursed her that, okay, you are so popped up that you don't want to marry us. Then we curse you that you will have no child. That is the curse she got. She was the daughter of Raivata Manu. You know, there are 14 Manus. Swayambhuva Manu, Swarichisa Manu, Raivata Uttama Manu, Chakshusa Manu, then Raivata Manu. Then Raivata Manantar, the king Raivata, his daughter name was Revati. So she was searching for proper husband. So who can give information? Finally, he went to Brahmaloka to find out from Brahma that who can be suitable husband for my daughter. So when he reached Brahmaloka, so Brahma was enjoying the dance and the Gandharvas and Apsaras, they were dancing. Huhu Gandharva and Haha Gandharva, they were chanting and dancing in front of Brahma. Then this Raivata king, along with his daughter Revati, went, so I want to see Brahma. Yeah, Brahma will see, but Brahma is now engaged. He's busy watching the dance of Huhu Gandharva, Haha Gandharva. So You have to wait for some time. Then Brahma is waiting. So after 5, 10 or 15 minutes, when dance finish, then Brahma said, okay, you call the Raivata Manu. I will meet Raivata Manu. Then Raivata Manu came with Revati. Then Brahma said, how can I help you? Then Raivata Manu said, I have this daughter, Revati, but I don't find any suitable husband for her. If you can kindly suggest whom she can marry. Then Brahma said, I don't find any suitable husband for her. She's such a potential girl. You have to wait. You have to wait. Then this girl became very angry. What? I have to wait for marry. Now I have to marry now. She's so eager to marry. I have to marry now, otherwise I'll curse you now. If you don't let me know whom I should marry. Then Brahma realized, okay, no problem. We'll marry now, no problem. Then he realized, actually, in some other manvantara, the Raivata Manu went to Brahma Loka. But when he was there only for 10-15 minutes, but in the meantime, many yugas have passed. And by that time, the Dwapar Yuga has come. Then Brahma said, okay, you can go now to earthly planet. There is only one person I can see suitable to marry her. It is Balaram, the elder brother of Krishna. So you go to earthly planet and you tell him that I have sent you, and Balaram will marry this Revati. Then Raivata king went along with Revati. He came to earthly planet, and that time end of Dwapara Yuga. And Balaram was having his manifest pastimes. Then he went to Balaram, he said, I have come from Brahmaloka. And Brahma suggested that you should marry to my daughter, Revati. Then Balaram said, okay, I'll marry your daughter. But the daughter is from some previous yugas. That girl is very tall girl. So Balaram was smaller. So Balaram was smaller. So because every yuga's size is reducing, was smaller, just like when Nityananda Prabhu in Kali Yuga appeared. And when he went to Vrindavan, so he was just moving around here and there. One day he went to one cave in Govardhan. That cave Govardhan, Govardhan was shouting, oh Sudha, Sridham, oh Sudham, Sudham. Then one boy came from the cave, very tall boy. Then Nityananda Prabhu said, I am Balaram. Now Krishna has appeared in Navadvip as Gauranga, and he is going to start Sankirtan movement. Let us go, join his pastimes. And Sridham looked at him, what? You are Balaram? You don't look like Balaram. He said, no, I am that Balaram. Then he said, how I will understand you are Balaram? Then Sridham said, okay, I want to test you whether you are Balaram or not. Okay, tell me how you want to test me. Then Sridham said, when we used to play, we have running competition. In running competition, nobody would be able to catch me. Only Balaram would be able to catch me. But by that time, he is from Dwapara Yuga, and Nityananda Prabhu is from Kali Yuga. Nityananda Prabhu is very small. From Dwapara Yuga, he is very tall. Long, long legs, he's running very fast around Govardhan. Nityananda is running. Nityananda is running so fast at one point, Nityananda caught hold of Sridham. Then he realized, oh, you are real Balaram. In the same way, the Revati was from previous ages. So now Balaram is in Dwapara Yuga. So Balaram looking Revati like this, he's so tall. So how can he marry a girl so tall? Then what to do? Then Balaram took his plow and put on the shoulder of Revati. Revati is so tall. And push her down like this. So make equal to her. The same thing Nityananda Prabhu also did. With Sridham or Sudham, whoever it is. Pull down, then he become Abhiram Thakur. So this is the very potential, this is the sweet pastimes. The Balaram having this plow. And they say that the Baladev, with his plow, he helps the living entities on the field of our heart, we'll put the seed of bhakti. But seed of bhakti will not fructify unless Balaram will come and plow the field of our heart with his plow he has. That's why it is very important for us to take shelter of Balaram. Brajendra Nandana Jai Satsyuta Haila Sai Balaram Haila Nitai. That son of Nanda Maharaj, he appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Balaram appeared as Nityananda Prabhu. He appeared as Nityananda Prabhu. So in this way, to worship Lord Balaram, Lord Nityananda, is very important for us. So we are building a very big temple in Mayapur, Gauradham. And Nityananda also very important, because without the mercy of Nityananda Balaram, we can never go to Krishna. Nitair Karuna Habe Braja Radha Krishna Pave. By the mercy of Nityananda, we will get Radha Krishna. When we worship Radha Krishna in Siddha Mayapur, then we get Radha Krishna. It has been told in Shastra, you don't get Radha Krishna worshipping Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. You get Radha Krishna worshipping Radha Krishna in Mayapur Dham. Because this Gauramandal Bhumi, Navadip Dham, everything is created by Krishna. But Navadip Dham is not created by Krishna. Navadip Dham is created by Srimati Radharani, by herself. It is not his creation, it is her creation. When Krishna once went to Virajas Kunja, and there Radharani was searching, where did Krishna go? I'll tell this pastimes elaborately, day after tomorrow. Then Krishna disappeared from Virajas Kunja, and Radharani was searching. And Radharani was feeling so much separation from Krishna, where did he go? Then finally it was unbearable for her. Then she herself, she created a beautiful dham with nice trees, nice rivers, birds, fruits, flowers. Then that place, she started to play on flute. Always Krishna gets attracted, Radharani gets attracted when Krishna play on flutes. But this is the place that Radharani created her own kingdom, Navadip Dham, and she started to play on a flute, where Krishna was attracted there. And Krishna was glorifying, oh, so beautiful place you have created for me. So I give a boon, that I will never leave this place. And only those people, they will worship me here in Navadip Dham, they will get the blessings to take birth as cowherd girls. So this Navadip Dham is very important. No one can get to Gauranga without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, Balaram. Like Raghunath Das, he was trying, he went to Shantipur to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, you go back to your house. He did not accept. Until Raghunath Das met Nityananda Prabhu in Panihati, and served Nityananda Prabhu in Chidadhai festival. So that Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, Balaram's mercy, we can never achieve Golok Vrindavan. So it's very important. That's why now in Ekachakra Dham, we are trying to build a nice temple in Mayapur, but we have not been able to build. For last 30 years we have been trying. So I think because we have not got mercy of Balaram, maybe Nityananda Prabhu. So now we are planning to build a very nice temple. We have got a nice land there. Radha Jivan Prabhu has sponsored. We have got a very nice land in Nekachakra Dham, where we are going to build a nice temple there. So I just declare a nice opportunity. So we are going to build that temple with the process of transcendental share market. We have opened a transcendental share market. Anybody wants to share, buy share, you can buy your share, transcendental share, you will get a nice certificate. So each square feet costs 900 rupees, like $19. And devotees can buy this eternal share, you can have eternal share there, you can buy 10 square foot, 100 square foot, then you will get a nice share certificate you can keep. 6,000 square foot, we'll divide like that. So everybody wants to have this share in the transcendental share market. You can contact us. So in this way you can, we'll get mercy of Lord Nityananda. So this is how briefly I described that about Balaram. So what to do? You want to go to Jhulan Jatra? Description. You have time. It will take at least half an hour to 40 minutes. Let me know. You can sit down, otherwise some other time. At least half an hour, if not 40 minutes. How many wants? Few. Okay. Okay, let me do like this. Instead of explaining the whole Jhulan Jatra festival, I just explained to you one nice humorous pastimes of Jhulan Jatra. So I'll briefly finish. Among many pastimes of Lord Krishna, this Jhulan pastimes also is very attractive pastimes, which happened in Vrindavan one moonlit night. The bank of river Jamuna, it's a big land. One piece of land was surrounded by many trees, kalpavrikshas. The kalpavrikshas, they're very densely planted, all round trunks. They're so dense, they look like a boundary wall. They've created a boundary wall. And Banadevi has decorated that trees, those trees, nice fruits, flowers, nice pearls in that trees, in those trees, and very nicely that place was decorated, and very nice samyana was put, like a net, big net, on top of the whole area. Birds, different birds were there, deers they have come, the swing festival will take place. All the demigods, Gandharvas, Kirnaras, Siddha, Chanaras, they have come and waiting in the sky that Radha Krishna swing festival will take place. And all the birds, they have come, they are sitting on different branches peacefully, the show will start. And all the deers, they have come, and the moonlight passing through the net and falling on the ground looks a small filament, light filament, looks like a white rice. The deers are thinking the rice, they are going to eat those rice, but they are not rice, they are hot in their face. So this beautiful environment, at one point, all the gopis they entered. So there is in this field, middle of this field, is a square platform, raised platform. The four corner of this platform, there are four Harichandan trees growing. The Harichandan trees growing in such a way, they made a nice house covering the whole square platform. And from four trees, the nice golden strings hanging and holding a nice swing in the middle of this field. And four sides of the swing, the four swings have been placed. And at one point, all the beautiful gopis, thousands, millions of gopis, from somewhere they just appeared. Not necessarily from their houses, from somewhere they appeared. Very beautiful, attractive way they are decorated. And they have come to play with Krishna. The swing pastimes along with holy color. So they have brought the pollen, different color pollen from different flowers, big sacks of pollens. They have brought many varieties, colors of powders also, sacks of powders. And they have made paste, kumkum paste, chandan paste, kasturi paste. And they have put into small boxes of very thin cover of lac. You put like this, it will melt immediately. So thin. So they will play throw to Krishna. Then everybody waiting. Unless Radha Krishna comes, pastimes will not start. So at one point, Madhava along with Radharani entered in the arena. very beautiful scene. Radharani walking along with Krishna, putting his left hand on the shoulder of Radharani, and his right hand he is what is this? Swirling a lotus flower. And chewing pan, looks very beautiful, reddish leaves, and wearing nice yellow garment, the beautiful flower garland. As soon as Radha and Madhava entered, and all the demigods watching from the sky. So when Radha and Madhava entered, they want to see more clearly. So they all came down more close so they can see Radha Madhava. All the birds and deers, they got stunned. They couldn't move anymore to see, by seeing the beauty of Radha and Madhava. All the peacocks, though they know Radha Krishna before, but still out of ecstasy, they are saying, "Kyo, kyo, who is this? Who is this? Who is coming here? Who is coming here?" Then Radha Madhava entered and sat down on the swing. Then all Chandravali, Lalita, Visakha, they are standing behind Radha Krishna. And all the gopis, they are fighting with each other. Who will be the first to start the swing? Push the swing. The swing festival started. Radha Krishna and all Radharani's side, Gopi Sakhi standing in her side. And opposite direction, Chandravali and all her Sakhi sitting in the swings. And swing festival started. And all the opposite party gopis, they started to throw the powders they had brought, different colored powders. But when they're throwing these powders, the powders did not reach to Krishna. It all went on the sky. And when on the sky was filled with powder, color powders. The demigods, they could not see Radha Madhava anymore. They got very worried. Then demigods had to sprinkle the flowers and makaranda, drops of makaranda, so that all the powders, dust will be removed, so they can see. The gopis that brought also different colored waters and syringes to spray on Krishna. And at one point, they're throwing the small boxes of color paste they had brought to Krishna. And the gopis and Krishna sides, they're so expert. As soon as they would throw these color boxes, they'd catch like this. They're very expert in catching. They're good cricket players. They're catching very quickly. And sometimes, if something falls here, there are some drops would fall on Krishna's face. Then Radharani, because she's in so much ecstasy sitting next to Krishna, so much perspiration coming from her body, so she would take her sari and clean Krishna's, little color would fall on his face, and she would clean. So in this way, all the gopis are throwing colors to Krishna. Krishna was sitting, waiting. At one point, he could not control himself. Then he got up and caught each and every gopis and putting colors on their face. So in this way, Krishna was giving pleasure to everybody. And he had a very unique swing. Usually if we have a swing, if you sit on the swing, then we'll go forward and backwards like this. But Krishna in that swing was very unique nature. The gopis are sitting all four sides. That swing was going all four sides. So all the gopis are saying, "Oh, Krishna is in front of me. Krishna is coming towards us only." So in this is a nice description in Ananda Vrindavan Champu. Kavi Karnapur has explained very elaborately. It's very difficult. It's written in Sanskrit. And there is a Bengali translation.